Okay, June, once more, as I introduced myself earlier on, this is Stella from Team Sector 39.
Yes.
But I'm in Uganda.
Yes.
As I sent you a message earlier on that I wanted to talk to you, basically it is concerning your project, how you're managing it, how you're running it, and I would like to know a few things from you, like maybe the challenges you're going through, the opportunities you have, you know, how the support you're getting from Sector 39 is helping you out with your community during this pandemic. So those are the things we are going to talk, okay? So feel free to talk to me.
Yes.
As I said earlier on, I asked you, like, how many families are you supporting currently?
There are 70 families.
Yes.
Yes.
Looking at how effective is the support you're getting from Sector 39? How effective is that support to your project? How is it helping you, like?
The first installment I was sent, it helped me buy the sanitizer for washing hands because they started supporting me as the coronavirus started. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it helped me on that side.
So what else did you use the support you got for?
Another support I got, it helped me to start a kitchen garden with about six families.
Six?
Six families.
Okay.
Yes.
So
it supported them to buy seeds.
Yes.
And tools for the kitchen garden.
Yes.
Yes.
So how much did each family receive?
Each family received the 2,000 Kenyan shillings.
Okay.
Yes.
So was it effective to help them?
Yes, because they have started some they have planted. Yes.
So how many families received this 2,000 Kenyan shillings?
As I say, there are six families because it was 12,000.
Okay.
Yes.
So six families received from the previous help, eh?
Yes.
Now, have you tried to have a logical framework for your activities? Or maybe you don't know it. Maybe.
Because, yes, you know, we have been chased everywhere when you try to meet even so that you can discuss something. Sometimes you find me just alone, but we are trying very much.
Okay, Jane.
Yes.
Ideally, right now, it's not healthy for you to have a meeting with any of these people, okay? But what you do is just you visit family by family, okay?
Yes,
that
is
how best I can help you. And then two, as I said earlier on, you're going to add me on WhatsApp group or you send me your WhatsApp number.
Yes.
And then I'm going to draw for you a table.
Yes.
That will help you track your activities, like daily activities, what you are going to do, and then the expenses you're going to incur during that day.
Okay?
So you will be writing them down. So it will help us to track your activities, okay?
Yes.
Okay, that is about that. Now, again, how has the support that you got from Sector 39, how has it changed the community around you?
The way it has changed, near future, I'm seeing like these six families will have at least something to put on the table.
Okay.
Yes.
So currently, what are those six families doing exactly?
They have planted some vegetables.
Yes.
You know, many of them, they don't have even a kitchen garden.
Yes.
Everything they have to buy. So we tried to coach them so that they plant at least a kitchen garden. You know, some families are not flexible.
Yes.
Some have planted sugar canes up to the doorstep of their houses. So we have told them to clear so that they at least they get something, because every time buying on the market, and this time it's very difficult even to put that to buy that vegetable, because in the market it's expensive. Because where it comes from, it's expensive.
Now Jane,
yes.
When do you expect an harvest from these people? Because you want to find the results from what you've given them.
The harvest for the vegetables they have taken in 1 month's time, they will be having at least.
Okay.
Yes.
And that is better. What else do you support them with apart from seedlings? What else do you give them?
We bought them, some had no jembes. We bought them tools for plowing their gardens.
How many jembes did they get?
Each got one jembe.
Okay, that is for all the six families. So you bought six jembes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what else did you buy? Apart from, you bought packs of seedlings and then you bought jembes. What else did you buy for these six families?
Most were just seeds, different kind of seeds.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's great, Jane. Jane, looking at like during this pandemic alone, you have received over 240 pounds from Sector 39, right?
Yes.
Do you have a track down of how you've used all that money? Because here you're showing me you've only supported six families so far, and they are already good to go, okay?
Yes.
So when you look at these 240 pounds here,
yes,
how many families did you intend to support with those families? What was your intended group, like the number you had intended to support from the first? Initially you told me you had started with 30 families.
Yes, the first installment that I was given, this one I'm saying about the six families, it was I have asked for the kitchen garden program.
Okay.
But the first one I asked for the sanitizers. As the pandemic started.
Yes.
Yeah, so the first one I used for the soap and the washing buckets. That's that one helped to about 30 families.
Okay, they all received?
Yeah. Yes, they all received.
How many bars of soap did each family receive?
Each received 3 bars of soap.
Okay.
Yes.
3 bars of soap. How much does each go in Kenyan shillings?
Each buys 100 shillings.
Okay.
Yes.
What about sanitizers?
The sanitizers, you know, it means when I have the book, I don't have it here.
Okay, like how many sanitizers did you buy? Like,
I bought almost 15.
Okay.
Yes.
So how did you divide it among the 30 families?
You know, those ones who are near each other and the houses are near.
So they were sharing.
They were sharing.
Okay.
Even some were sharing those buckets.
Okay.
Yes.
So you did not buy 30 buckets?
The buckets, I bought 30.
30?
Yes.
So how were they sharing again the 30 buckets and yet they were 30? How do you make them?
I told you we have in this community 70 families.
So you divided, you gave some to the extended community.
The 30 some are women groups of my group.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Jen, I see you're doing really a very good job.
Yes.
But I needed to have more evidences on how you are using your help, okay? Your support, like.
Yes.
And then, I got also a communication that you're also having a support from Morgan.
Yes.
Yes. So, briefly, can you tell me, like, how much did you get from her?
For this kitchen garden, she supported me with the, it was 30.
30? 30 families?
30 families.
So how much did she give you?
She gave me, it was not, she gave me 60.
60. 60 what?
60 pounds.
Pardon?
Yes. 60,000.
60,000 Kenyan shillings, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
And I divided among the 30, 2,000 each.
Each family.
So this six I'm saying it is the ones that she supported me I divided among the group women members.
Okay, the group women.
So the six that I got from 39 sector I divided among the six community families.
Okay.
Yes. So about 30 something families have not got something from the community.
Okay. So these are, you've already worked on 36, right?
Yes.
You've already worked on 36. That is out of 70.
Yes.
Now the balance are the ones you need to help.
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you tried to share with your donors how you've been breaking down this money, the way you're telling me right now?
I've tried to share with Morag, and I've also shared with Steve.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, all this needs some help, okay? I'm going to help you work on a document that you will always be using, okay?
Yes.
Because, you know, they are also talking to each other. They share, okay?
They share ideas.
So when you talk to the other lady in Australia, she also communicates back to Steve, and Steve communicates back to her. So for your project to run well, always the result is called financial management, okay? And then you try to share with your donors how you are using the money you are getting from them. So it makes them motivated in helping you, okay?
Yes.
It's not that they don't trust you. No, they trust you. Okay.
Yes.
But they want to help you monitor your finances. How do you use them? How do you manage them? And then two, before you increase the number of people that you are going to help, you first talk to your donors. Okay. It is always very important because everything has to be budgeted for, right?
Yes.
So you are going to write a form of a project proposal.
Yes.
You will forward it to me. I'll go through it. And then I'll highlight where you need some changes.
Yes.
And then before you forward it to your donors, okay?
Yes.
It is very important. And then two, I'm also going to make up for you a logical framework that will be tracking your activities. Like if you're going to do today a training in such a family, you are going to write down that such and such a day I am going to do a training in this family. And at the end of the day, you're going to write also somewhere that I have done it, okay? That my activity has been done. This is what I achieved. And this is what is needed. You will put all those things there. And then the amount of money that is needed to complete that family, okay? Yeah, so it will help move in with your activities, okay? So you're going to share with me your budget for the next families that you're requesting for, because they need to know what you want to do with those families, or like what you want to do with the money they are going to send for you, how are you going to spend it, on what, you know, all those things there. So you're going to write them down, you let me know, you'll forward it to my email, so to my WhatsApp today, if possible, and then I'll get back to you on what you should do. And then, Jane, when the lockdown is over, I will be coming to Kenya to check on your project, okay?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is there anything you want is there anything you want to share with me, some challenges that you have, maybe?
The challenges are many.
You can talk them out.
You know, as before even the lockdown, some in the community are not flexible, and you know, here where I stay, we are near the hills, some are on the in the near the valleys. And, you know, you want to teach them how to do the farming. Some they don't want even to make like those friends even in their gardens. Some just want to plant this cashew crop that is in sugar cane, and they are not even able. This sugar cane lasts in the summer almost 3 years. In fact, the families are passing through hardship. You find them coming at your door. You know, before I've been just dealing with these women, these tough women in the group. But because of this lockdown, some come as they hear the rumors goes about that lady has helped this family. They come. That's why I started now looking for another donor. That's why I'm still for that. So it brought me a lot of complications. I told more complaining just because of that.
No, it's okay. Getting another donor is not bad, but what you do always is that communicate with your
It is a place that I have not understood. So I've come to know, you have told me, I have not understood.
Yeah, you communicate with your supervisor, because he's the one who taught you. He will let you know how to go about everything, okay?
Yes.
So don't worry about that. He's not hurt about it, but the only thing is that you have always to let him know whatever you are doing, every step you are doing, because he will always have to guide you, okay?
Okay.
Yes. Which other challenge do you have, apart from the increase of families?
Anyway, I will have to tell you that, please. Yes.
Okay. Jane, how are you planning to give a feedback on your outcomes to your donors?
I'm going to give them a feedback.
Oh, okay. It's fine. So when you're done with your work today, you sit down and then write down first of all what you have achieved. Okay. Yes. In the part time, you write down what you have achieved, and then you send me. I'll also help you on how to frame it out, okay?
Okay.
Because all these things have to be documented so that you can easily deliver a document to your donor who supports you, okay?
Okay, yes.
And then you'll be giving them, like, a brief on what you're doing always, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So kindly work on your budget and then you send it over, okay?
Okay.
Okay, please. Jen, I wish you the best. Have a good day. This is Stella.
Thank you.
Please, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.